This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, that was sudden. We don't have to drop it that quick, do we? Welcome back. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modern popular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Carry anything, anywhere, any way you want it to go. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. First, there was Arbalest Group. That's a publisher. They decided to publish something called The Arbalest Quarrel. The Arbalest Quarrel is a very deep, deep website, which I'm very pleased to be hooked up with. And joining me for the first time to discuss all manners of things that they look at in the Arbalest Quarrel, which you'll find that at arbalestquarrel.com, are Steve D'Angeli and Richard Katz, although I don't know if we have Richard. Do we have Steve? Steve, are you there? Do I have Richard?
Okay, let me, while we do this, I'll try calling.
Okay. There you are.
I'm still on.
Yeah, okay. Steve D'Angeli, we're trying to get Richard right now. Trying to get Richard.
Okay.
All right, are you trying to wrestle the phone?
Well, we could continue the show, and I'll try reaching him. I'll try dual tasking. I'm here. You are, Roger. Okay, I'm on your tech.
Got me. All right.
That's my proud partner and the attorney in the group.
Richard Katz.
That I am.
Why did you guys create the Arbalest Quarrel?
I'll tell you what happened. You guys remember seeing The Godfather when Michael Corleone was planning on taking his business and moving his whole operation from Brooklyn, New York, out west. And then all of a sudden, they machine-gunned the bedroom where he slept with his wife and his child. And he said, just as I wanted to get out, they pulled me back in.
Yes.
Well, our illustrious Governor Cuomo passed the New York Safe Act. And so after enjoying a delicious dinner that my wife had prepared, and doing what we normally do at around 6:30, watching the news, I turned around and I said, honey, I'm kind of upset. The SAFE Act doesn't sound too good. And not only doesn't sound too good, I don't like the way it was passed. In total secrecy, by three amigos, at the stroke of midnight, in violation of the state constitution, there was no prior notice, which is required. There was no debate. These guys just passed a law that was draconian. And I said, I got to do something. Is it okay with you? And the brilliance of my wife, she said, of course it is, but don't involve me. Now, she's a proud gun owner also, but she meant by that, like, don't bother me teaching me how to work the computer and doing all those technical things that I had to learn out of necessity. And Roger is a lot more technically advanced than I am, and so are my other partners and our web developer. So I'm the Neanderthal in the group, but that's how obelisk quarrels started. And Roger and I are both former history teachers and history, American history buffs. So the name obelisk quarrel came about because an obelisk is a medieval crossbow. And the quarrel is the bolt that is projected by the crossbow, which at that time was the most sophisticated weapon during the medieval ages. It was the only weapon that could actually penetrate a knight's armor. And the knight, of course, are the figureheads that protect the king, the ignoble Ari. So that's how we started the obelisk quarrel.
Roger, you're the legal guy, so you're the one that breaks down all of these draconian rules and explains them in lay terms.
That's what I attempt to do. It's not an easy task. When you think about the New York Safe Act, the way that the mainstream media tends to talk about it is to place it into language that would suggest that it's much simpler than is in fact the case, and that there's a good reason behind the law. Well, the fact of the matter is the New York Safe Act came about as a result of the Newtown tragedy. And basically, the New York Safe Act was going to be the model for federal law. In fact, I think it was Feinstein in, January 6th, possibly, of 2014. But it was about a few months later, I think, that Feinstein, in her divine wisdom, attempted to create a new assault weapon ban that was light years ahead of the original one that came about as far as the Brady Bill was concerned, going back to 1993. And the assault weapon ban that was part of the Brady Bill, along with the instant background check, had expired 10 years later, and there was no desire on the part of Congress to create a new assault weapon ban. But with the tragedy, the last one being this Newtown elementary school tragedy, the anti-gun crowd thought that this is the perfect way to get back into the game and force an assault weapon ban on the entire nation. So I think if you look at the way that the federal law, actually the act, the bill, was created, the way it reads, it's very similar to the New York Safe Act. In fact, in each of the states that wanted to create a similar law, Connecticut, Massachusetts, they were looking at the New York law. Feinstein's bill got nowhere, but the New York Safe Act is now definitely the law of the land in New York, at any rate. People get the wrong idea about the New York Safe Act, though, in terms of what it really represents. The New York Safe Act, many people tend to think of it as a whole brand new law that exists independently of what existed before. Basically, though, the New York Safe Act is an incremental change, addition to existing law, to New York State Code. And it tends to buttress the law of the Penal Code of New York to make it more difficult for people to obtain firearms.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're getting we're heading into break in 20 seconds. We'll pick this up when we get back. My guests this hour are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrelli of ArbalistQuarrel.com. We have joined forces. We are fighting the good fight. They're behind the enemy lines. At least Stephen is. We'll get to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, indestructibility, a whole bunch of different things. However, now we're going to go back to the heart of the matter, because we're going to get back with my guys from the Arbalest Quarrel, Steve DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. Steve, now you live in Manhattan.
That's correct.
Now, I am told that because of your past dealings in Manhattan, in this last go-around, when we had the guy that was out there buying the concealed carry permits and the gun permits and everything, you knew all the players because you used to do that yourself, except you did it the legal way.
That's correct.
How difficult is it to operate as a gun guy in Manhattan?
Well, it's very difficult because there is a lot of discretion in the licensing system. And that is by design. There are various classes of licenses or types of licenses. There used to be a target permit, which allowed someone to have a firearm, have a handgun or several handguns. They were allowed to keep it in the home. The gun could be transported to and from a gun range. For target shooting purposes, it had to be in a locked box, unloaded, so you couldn't safeguard it, and you couldn't use it for self-defense. The gun could be used during hunting season with a hunting permit as a backup weapon, but only if you had the hunting permit. They did away with that, and they replaced it with what is called a premise permit, a premise residence permit or a premise business permit. And that classification of permit is a shall issue permit. If you have a clean record and you submit to a fingerprint check and you take training, you can keep a gun in your home or in your business. You can have it on you loaded for protection, but when you leave your home or your business, that gun must be safeguarded and unloaded, and you cannot carry it outside of the business or residential premise. And then there is the carry permit. Retired police officers get it automatically. Armed security guards can get it if they work for a company. A lot of times their gun has to be kept in the company's facility when they leave. And then there is the full carry permit, which allows a person who owns a business, who travels and transport large sums of money, negotiables, et cetera, to and from the bank, withdraws money. The criteria is basically the wrong criteria. It's about how much you transport, how much you handle in the form of money. It's not a question about your need of self-defense. So that's the sought-after license, the carry permit, the concealed weapon permit that allows you to take your gun with you. There are some restrictions in some cases. The police department has the awesome authority. They have the total discretion. They could limit it to the number of days of the week, the number of hours of the day, et cetera. But this corruption scheme that you're talking about happened a few months ago. It's probably going to go down in the history of New York as the second largest corruption scheme that hit the police department. And I was quoted on CNN Money as saying that whenever you make something difficult and you create a black market, there are going to be people that have the means to pay for something even though they may not qualify. And this is exactly what happened. A bunch of guys in Brooklyn were charging, from what I understand from the newspaper reports and the TV reports, $18,000. And they were guaranteeing that you could get a permit to carry unrestricted, regardless of your background, regardless of your need. Obviously, they got caught. They were supposedly, according to the news reports, paying police about $6,000 to $8,000 and pocketing the rest. So there is a major, investigation now, and rightfully so. My services, before I retired, dealt with qualified people only. I used to be an FFL dealer. I used to own a gun range. John DeLoca bought the range from me. It's called the Seneca Sporting Range. It's in Ridgewood, Queens, which is a suburb of New York. It's very difficult to have a range in New York, and that also is by design. But we would help qualified people get the permit. That should be an automatic right of a citizen. And I firmly believe that self-defense is the most fundamental of all natural rights. And a natural corollary of that natural right is the right of self-defense with defensive arms. So it's unfortunate that New York City has this process. And hopefully, if Donald Trump gets elected, we will see more cases like the Heller case favorable toward Second Amendment rights. And we'll be able to see where you'll be able to carry a concealed handgun if you choose to, and if you're qualified in all states without restriction from the government.
I'm going to have a chat with you because of something I want to do. I want to come up to New York, and we'll explore that. When we get back, though, we're coming up on the next break in the next 90 seconds. When we get back, I want to get back into the legislative side of it. What you guys were looking at with the New York Safe Act. Now, I know some of the things that, like I know, for example, the whole ammunition registry scheme, that failed because they never had the technology to actually make that work. And I'd like to ask about a couple of the schisms I see in New York State and everything else now. Now, Roger, you write from the relative safe haven of Ohio, but I know you guys are looking at all of this stuff. So, anyway, Arbalest Quarrel, arbalestquarrel.com. They're very kind enough to show the show there and to put the show out there. And since the CEO and CFO and president's position were already taken, they've been kind enough to make me the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, which is it's a voluntary, unpaid position. But Arbalest Quarrel and I, Lock and Load, we have joined forces. And I heartily recommend you go check them out because some of the deep – the deep analysis, when you get in there and deconstruct things, the way they do it, there's the resulting clarity is very nice and refreshing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility, modularity. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com, as well as checking out Arbalest Quarrel. If you're having trouble with that, that is A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, T as in Tango, Quarrel. You know, I have those all the time. .com. Check them out. Check out all of those articles they've got. Check out the white papers, the blog, all the need to knows. Check it out. Become a part of it. Joining me again for the first time, well, since we hooked up last week. It's only been a week, right, guys? It's Roger Katz, CEO, Stephen D'Andrelli, CMO. What does the M stand for? What are you doing? Like messing people up?
I don't even know.
Chief Marketing Officer.
Gotcha.
No bad.
Sounds good.
Well, I mean,
is what he is.
Having an FFL in downtown Manhattan, I mean, that has to be a really exclusive club.
Yeah, too many of them. You know what, Bill, but I want to respectfully remind you, make sure we save some time to talk about the really big picture here, and that is to make sure that everyone that listens in to your program realizes how important it is to have ethics in government, to hold Hillary Clinton accountable for her crimes, and to make sure that Donald Trump is elected president.
Well, let's go ahead.
Otherwise, nothing's going to matter.
We can get into the whole SAFE Act thing another time. We've got this election coming up. You guys have been pushing on H.R. 5271, or I think is that right? 52 or 5721? I can't ever.
5271.
This would be really just a reestablishment of something we used to have that we lost, right?
That's correct. The Ethics in Government Act of 1978 created the independent counsel position. That act ensured ethics and integrity in government when the United States Justice Department failed. Now, the Ethics in Government Act of 1978 had a built-in sunset provision, which lapsed after 5 years, unless Congress reauthorized it. Now, Congress did reauthorize the act in 82, in 87, and in 94, but then Bill Clinton and the Democrats allowed it to lapse. Now, 15-plus years have passed, and now we have two congressmen, Republicans Michael Turner and Rick Allen, and they're seeking to revitalize the integrity in government, and they introduced the Independent Counsel Reauthorization Act of 2016, which is called House Rule 5271. Roger, why don't you explain how important that is, because I remember the Raiders of the Lost Ark, there was a character whipped out a whip, and I think it was Harrison Ford, and he took out a gun, and, you know, case closed. So to give Hillary Clinton a vital blow, to pull the plug out of her campaign right here and now, we need to get her indicted, and this is the way to do it. And that would end this game and guarantee Trump victory. But, Roger, why don't you explain it from a legal viewpoint?
All right. To understand 5271, or the original Ethics in Government Act, you have to understand the concept of integrity in government. It's something we have very little of. The fact is that there's so much corruption and bribery in government that most people today, or many people at any rate, take it as a given, as a foregone conclusion, and seem to believe there's nothing wrong with it. That's just the way things are. But that's not the case at all. The Ethics in Government Act of 78 was actually created as a result of the Watergate scandal that broke with Nixon. And what it required was that the Justice Department, once it would do an initial investigation, and if it found any reason at all to believe that there was a crime committed, they would then go to the court. There was a special three-court panel of judges that would make the decision, and if they believed that there was sufficient evidence of a crime, they would appoint a special prosecutor, now referred to as an independent counsel. This party would have absolutely no connection with the executive branch. Basically, this party would have all the power of the FBI to investigate and the Justice Department counsel to prosecute, but they would not answer to the Justice Department. They would answer to Congress. And it was a way for Congress truly to place a check on the power of the executive, this imperial presidency that we constantly hear talk about. And what happened? Well, the curious thing is that Bill Clinton, back in the early 90s, was all for it. And but then when he saw that it was going to be used against him, then all of a sudden he was against it. And there's been problems ever since. What we find most disconcerting is the fact that Congress doesn't seem to have the willpower to do something about this. They have the bill. It's apparently suspended in committee, and it can't get out of committee. Well, we wrote a letter, and we directed it to Rick Allen and to Michael Turner. We also copied Trey Gowdy and Jason Chavez and one other individual.
Bob Goodley.
Goodley, thank you. And we don't know what the status is. We asked. We haven't heard a thing back. In a way, I find that non-information for the American public is worse than misinformation or disinformation. We get a lot of that because people, if they do enough research, if Americans attempt to corroborate what it is they hear, then they don't have to take at face value what it is that a politician tells them. But in the present case, what do we do? Looking at the Integrity in Government Act, there's nothing available. I only heard about it when I was doing some legal research. And there's sporadic information about it on the Internet, but not an awful lot. And I can only believe that Republicans in Congress, as well as Democrats, hope to bury this thing. And that, to me, means that Congress is not interested in integrity in government. And I find that very concerning, especially when we...
Bill, Roger, let me just jump in for a second here.
Coming up on the next break.
Okay,
Got one more segment left to go. And, we will finish this up on the other side. Arbalest Quarrel, you'll be hearing from Roger and from Stephen much more often than you have up to this point. You can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, quality is the difference. Joining me again, last time this hour, first time ever, not going to be the last time, first time tonight, is Roger Katz, Stephen D'Angeli of Dandrilli of ArbalistQuarrel.com. We're in the middle of talking about trying to get a little integrity back into the country. It's sort of a dragging them, kicking, scheming, screaming, excuse me, into the sun. Guys, I had to interrupt you in the midstream. Please pick it up where you would like to.
Well, Bill, what I was going to make the point about is the way we see it, there are three categories of politician in the two major parties. There are the true Democrats, and then are the true Republicans. And then there's another faction within their own parties, and we call them centrist Democrats and centrist Republicans. And unfortunately today, and I don't care where you live, I don't care if it's north, south, east, or west, or central, and whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're either happy with the person that is supposedly representing you or not. And we've come to realize that unlike our founding fathers who saw public office as a public service, too often today our politicians look at it as a career path. They have the best health care, they have the best benefits, they have power, and they like their office, and they all want to get reelected. Now, we tried to analyze the problem. The problem is ethics in government, because if we had ethics in government, a person like Hillary Clinton would even be able to run for office of president or any kind of office. She's a criminal. It's plain and simple. she's just not being taken to task. She's not being held to justice. There's a double standard. So we figured out, okay, there's a way to solve the problem, and that's why we wrote the article, Democrats and centrist Republicans are the problem. There is a solution. The solution is the enactment of House Rule 5271, the Reauthorization Act for Independent Counsel. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that if we call up our elected official, whether it be a congresswoman or congressman in the state in which you reside that represents you, or your senator, and you say, look, I just heard about this new bill that just died all of a sudden for some reason. Why are we not bringing it up on the House floor and voting on it? And that vote would be a public record so we could see how you voted on it, because why would you not vote in favor of a bill that would create ethics in government? And why would you want me to vote for you or expect my vote if you voted against it? Why would anyone vote against a bill that would create ethics in government to do the right thing and to make America back on the path of a rule of law? Rule of law, not a double standard. And that's why we came up with what I did is I called the Capitol office and I got a phone number. It's 202-224-3121. Well, I called myself and I checked it out. And sure enough, it was pretty simple. In less than a minute, I was on the phone with my elected congressperson who represented me, not the congressperson himself, but his staff. I got a recording when I called 202-224-3121, and it said, this is the Capitol office. It asked me to press 1 if I wanted my senator or 2 if I wanted my representative. And I pressed the 2 to get the representative first. And then it asked me for my zip code. I gave my zip code, and sure enough, I got Caroline Maloney's office. And I said, hey, Caroline Maloney is my congressman. She represents me. I want her to vote for House Rule 5271. And she's up for reelection. I want you to let her know that I'm going to watch how she votes, and I'm going to tell all my friends. And if she doesn't vote in favor of it, well, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure she's not reelected. And then I dialed the number back again, and I pressed number 1, and I got my senator. Well, Chuck Schumer is up for reelection. And I said to Chuck Schumer's office the same thing. That's how we get our representatives to get what we want. Instead of just preaching to the choir and raising the American flag and yelling charge, we need to take an active part. We can't expect someone else or some other organization to do it for us. And there is an election that we are facing today that is like no other election, not in my lifetime. We are at a turning point in history where if we don't get Trump elected and Hillary Clinton gets elected and gets a Supreme Court that makes all of our constitutional laws now unconstitutional, forget about your guns. Forget about every right that we have. It will not be the America we recognize. And that's why we're concentrating for the next few days and why we've been leaving other things that we've been looking at, like the New York Safe Act, like other issues that we've been dealing with, to concentrate on this very most important thing. Get out there, call up your elected official, vote, and also get someone else that is not voting for Trump and bring them into the voting poll with you and convince them that they should. That's what we're about now.
I'm in April of 2013, that picking up the phone and calling them when they were trying to get the universal background checks, is that what happened? I've always thought that was what happened because they got fewer votes for universal background checks, and they thought they had the wind at their backs with Sandy Hook. That got fewer votes than federal reciprocity got.
Well, I'm not an expert on the results of what happened. Okay. But I do know that common sense 101, you don't need to be a rocket scientist, that your politician very much wants your vote. And if he all of a sudden goes into his office and his staff assistant says, I just got 1,000 calls from people that we represent, and they are talking about this H.R. 5271 and they want you to vote for it, and they said if you don't, they're going to make sure you're not elected, I guarantee that person is going to wake up real quick.
Yeah. Now, next week when you guys come on the show, if you have the time to do it next week, I want to go into this time next week, we'll be looming up on the election, won't we? We still need to hammer on the election. I guess that's what we need to do next week. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I would say is that the best way and the best time to deal with Hillary Clinton is before she gets into the Oval Office, not after.
Yeah.
Once she gets in there, it's going to be next to impossible to get rid of her. And I would add one other thing, too, that Republicans should understand. They feel, well, look, if Trump doesn't get elected, no big deal, as long as the Republicans control both the houses of Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives. That's not true. The fact is that the presidency is, for better or worse, the strongest position, the strongest branch of government, and has been that way for some time. And it's not going to be any weaker by having Republicans in control of both houses. What's more, I would add one other thing. Just as Obama is very, he likes to use executive orders. If he doesn't get Congress to do what he wants, then he will legislate himself, which is a very peculiar thing, because the way that I learned about our Constitution is that it's the Congress that makes the laws and that the executive is supposed to enforce the laws.
Yeah.
And the judicial branch interprets the laws. But we've got the executive branch that decides it's going to be a legislature. It's going to appoint the
court. Run out of time. I have run out of time.
Sure.
We'll do it again next week. ArborlistQuarrel.com. Go check them out. Thanks for joining me, guys. Hour number three is coming.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.